So who owns this place?
It's a company. It's Lafitte Marine. They have an office in Louisiana, but their main office is in the UK.
So are they named after... They're named after Lafitte?
Yeah.
But, I mean, where is there a bloodline in the company, or is it just named
after... I
don't
think so. I just think they called it that. It's in Lafitte, Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me 3 months.
He was a very famous pirate.
He was kind of like the Jack Sparrow back in the time.
Okay.
The best way to explain him.
So how did you finally track down the owners of the property? Or track down someone to get permission?
I found a realtor that sold the property. They told me who to call, and I got a hold of the office that was in Louisiana. Then they gave me the number to call to the actual owners, and it took me over a month.
Hearing that's them for whispering.
The actual owner. And I had to go through fax and email.
It's really loud. I'm listening to it.
Live. And then we faxed it all the paperwork to the police station.
It what?
It smells like fart.
This is my goal. This is my baby here. This is what I want fixed so bad. To the point, it literally, when we were here during the day, I almost started to cry, didn't I, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
I want it fixed so bad. I could care less about all, which I'm not going to say that, because I do care. But this one, I don't know what it is. I'm just drawn. Did somebody just take a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just drawn to it. If I'm dead serious, if they go to try to bulldoze it, I will chain myself to the wall. They will not tear this down without taking me with it.
How much would they be willing to sell this little piece right here for?
$580,000.
It's not terrible.
No, it's not bad. I mean, considering all the property.
Well, I mean, what kind of area is that that they're at?
Is that the police?
What kind of area is that?
What?
That price for? I mean, just like right here up at the front, or?
No, the whole plot. The whole land.
How many acres is it?
Shit. I think it's 10.
10 acres.
I think it's more than 10 acres.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
You'd have to dump about $2 or $3 million into the house to get it back to its glory days.
Well, what they were going to do is they were originally, one of the plans was to bulldoze this.
You could get government grants, though, if you get on the historical site.
Another plan was to use this as a clubhouse and build houses around it and restore this somewhat. But they haven't done it.